Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Walter Kemp Jr. on the line with me, and he is a fitness artist extraordinaire. Walter, say hello to the people and let them know what's going on in the fitness world.
Hello to the people in the fitness world, everything that's wellness going on. These days, it's all about mind, body, and spirit. So it's less fitness and more about wellness, and that's what's going on in my world. Okay. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome, and I appreciate that. Go a little deeper with the difference between wellness and fitness, because I know there's a story there.
Well, absolutely. Honestly, and a lot of people in my industry right now are more focused on being fit, being physically fit, being able to climb stairs, being able to run a certain amount of miles. Me personally, I became more physically fit when I changed my mindset and I changed my spiritual. So I looked at it more as a whole situation, more about wellness overall and not just a physical thing. It just lines up. It's mind, body, and spirit. I look at it as wellness, and that's kind of like why I say that I'm a wellness specialist and not a fitness specialist. I say that my target is wellness and not just being fit. It's more about just feeling well overall, mind, body, and spirit.
So give us a little background about how you became interested in wellness and taking this role serious. As you said, it was a mindset. And we know that, you know, I'm a regular Joe, so to speak. You know, I'm the average American. I'm not a New Year's resolution person that this is going to be the year. I'm kind of throughout the year. Ooh, these pants is tight. I better start working out. That's my alert system, right? So, right. But how did you start? How did you, you know, make that conscious decision? And how long you been doing this now? How many years?
The funny thing is, I've been doing this professionally for 3 years. Uh-huh. But as far as fitness, for me personally, I've been doing it for over 8 years. It started over 8 years ago when I moved to New York City, and I was 250 pounds. Mm. And I moved here to be a dancer in Broadway musicals. What happened was, when I went to auditions, I didn't look like the other dancers. And it was recommended that I lose a little bit of weight in order to blend in with everyone. When I started to do that, I was like, okay, well, if this is what I came to do and I'm serious about doing it, then I need to try to lose some weight. So I started to go on this weight loss journey. And through the weight loss journey, I actually found my passion and I found the love for fitness, and I discovered a new love for myself. I was like, oh my God, I thought I was loving myself before, but now I'm really starting to love myself. Like, I started to care enough to work out. I'm starting to care enough to do the things that's going to make me feel better, not only mentally, but now physically. That's when I started to get the physical aspect of it. So professionally, it's been 3 years, but I've been on this fitness journey for myself over 8 years now.
Okay. And you are thin, slim, fit, and trim with muscles.
Well, I fluctuate. I'm human, so I have my moments. But that's all part of the journey. It would never look the same.
You know what? See, this is why we say this is where key players speak, because we keep it real with our journeys and having the audience know that just regular people here. But there is a process of maintaining wellness. Can you speak on that, please?
Absolutely. Like, I just learned about this thing recently called intuitive fitness. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world, because it's basically saying that I'm listening to my intuition. I'm not listening to a nutritionist. I'm not listening to a training coach, a personal trainer. I'm just listening to my body. My body says that maybe I want a little more protein today, so I'm going to have protein. I've been feeling a little bit lazy, so I'm going to get up and work out. And when I learned that, I was like, oh, that's very interesting, because I didn't realize that's kind of like how I live. You know, that's how I function. Mm-hmm. I pay attention to what it is that I need for the moment. Some days I may be feeling a little heavier, a little slower, so I eat a little lighter. Some days I might feel like I need a little bit more, so I eat a little bit heavier. So each day is completely different. Like, my journey has been, like, I was 250 pounds when I started. Mm-hmm. Then I dropped down to 130. Then I went to 140. Then I dropped back down, and now I'm at 170. You know what I'm saying? So the numbers fluctuate, but I never stop training. I never stopped exercising. I never stopped trying to be better. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of just go with it. I listen to my body and what it is that I need in the moment.
You know, that's good. What I've learned, and I'm that person. I have a treadmill. I have the bodybuilder. I have the weight bars. I have a complete gym in my house, right?
That's amazing.
And I say to myself, you would think, right? You would think I would be like, woohoo! But like you said, you know, it is a process. But I said to myself, this is something in 2020 that I'd rather do 20 minutes at least 3 times a week as opposed to doing nothing all week. Now,
right,
that goes back to a mindset and making a decision. But what can you say to someone like myself to encourage me to really maybe do a little bit more?
To encourage you to do a little bit more, to be honest with you, the thing that encouraged me the most, I will always say to myself, don't you want to see yourself at your best? You deserve to know what you look like at your best. You deserve to know what it feels like to be at your best. And when you're walking up those stairs, do you really feel like you're in tip-top shape? When, you know, when you're literally just doing something that shouldn't take so much energy, you feel exhausted. You deserve to feel what it feels like to be at the top of your game. So, like, that has always been my motivator. Like, we have this saying at where I work. I work for this company called Obey, Our Body Electric. It's a live broadcasting company. And their saying is, stay sore, keep smiling. And it's basically like, even though you're in pain, you keep smiling and you work through it. And I kind of twisted that saying lately. And I said, sore but not satisfied. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're feeling it don't mean that you reached the goal. So what I would say to you is, 3 days is great. Once you get there, don't you want to know what it feels like to be even stronger, to be even more in shape? So just keep challenging yourself. You know what I'm saying? Keep challenging yourself to level up little by little, though. Baby steps, little by little, one right. foot in front of the other. You can't just get up and run a marathon. You got to work your way up. But just keep working your way up. Because, like, people were like, Walter, how long ago was this? You weighed this? Yeah, it was 8 years ago. But I had to take one step. And it may have taken this long for me to find a body type and a body shape or weight that I'm comfortable with. But I never stopped. So what I'm telling you is, don't stop. Keep taking steps. If you're doing 3 days a week and you're doing 20 minutes, maybe do that for a month. And next month, maybe now I'm doing 30 minutes for 3 days.
Wow.
Then maybe the following month, I'm doing 35. And you know what? I'm feeling so great that I'm going to throw another day in there. You know? So just keep stepping.
Thank you, Walter. I was inspired for real. I'm like, okay, let me put that. And I think I'm doing, you know, I have my little calendar. I scratch off my day that I did it. And I be feeling real proud. So I get it. I get what you're saying.
And you know what? That is key. Organize. Stay organized. Like, I literally have a paper on my wall where I'm like, Monday, before I go to bed, I do 10 push-ups, or then I'm going to do a one-minute plank, and I see it, and I scratch it off.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I scratch it off. You got to write things down. You got to be able to scratch it off, and you got to stay organized, because if you don't plan, then you're going to fail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you have to plan. You have to plan your success.
This is good stuff. So tell us a little bit about your company that you launched and that you started.
Well, what I'm working on right now is Walter Kim Fitness, which is a series of pop-ups. And basically what I do is I take a method or a modality that I worked on, whether it's cardio dance, whether it's cardio boxing, whether it's a strength class or a HIIT class, and I make an entire event based around that modality. I try to do 4 a year just so that they're in high demand and just so that I can put a lot into it, because it's not just me turning on music and giving you guys steps, giving you high knees and giving you jumping jacks. It's live music with African drums. It's normally a singer at the end of class for a cool down live singing performance. And when you come in, there's going to be some type of experience element, whether it's my two backup girls dancing on the floor, or like my last pop-up was called the cookout. So it was very much set up as if it was a cookout. I had the barbecue. We were on a roof. It resembled a cookout, or a family barbecue cookout. So everything that I do is about an experience, so I try not to do so much so that I can give each experience, each pop-up, like my all. So my personal company right now is just a series of pop-ups that I do about 4 times a year.
Man, that sounds great. I'm going to have to attend one. Tell us about how you can lose this gut. Is there some kind of drink that I can drink to lose this gut? Can you, the muffin roll, the muffin top, is there anything, Walter, that we can do to try to get this thing down?
A special drink. It's called holy water.
Drink some water.
You know, like we all, and listen, like the funny thing is genetically we all programmed completely different. We all have different body types. We all need something completely different. But the trick of it is not only just exercising, but also fueling your body properly, making sure that you're eating the right things for what it is that you're trying to do. A diet is like 80% of the battle when it comes to losing a gut or stomach fat. Like anything, you gotta flush your system out. You gotta clean it. My favorite thing to do when I feel like I'm kind of heavy in the stomach area and I'm feeling kind of bloated is I do a fast. And like I said, it's wellness. So I don't make it just, oh, I'm going to only eat fruits and nuts and vegetables for 7 days. I do a Daniel fast. I do a spiritual fast where I don't only change the way I'm eating, but I'm changing the way I'm thinking and I'm changing the way that I'm praying. I'm changing the way I'm feeling. It's so much more than just saying, oh, I'm going to eat healthy. You got to know why you're eating healthy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a purpose. Everything has to be purpose-driven. So, like, honestly, like, if you want a quick fix, it's not a drink. I would say do some type of fast just so you can reset your system. Outside of that, exercise. Workout.
Okay, well, what's the workout? Is it jumping jacks? Is it sit-ups that's going to get this boy down? Or like, what's going on, Walter? Just tell me something to do.
Everybody's level is completely different. For me, jumping jacks and sit-ups is not going to do much for me because I work out so much. I need to do some plyometric explosive movement. Now, when it comes to someone else who doesn't work out as much, sometimes a three-mile walk around the park will do. It's just some type of movement. You just got to get up and get moving. That's what I want you to take away from this. Get up and get moving.
Wow. Listen, you've been real successful. Talk about the launch that you did with JetBlue. How did that come about?
My producers came to me and they said that they were launching this thing called In-Flight Fit. And basically what In-Flight Fit is a series of workouts you can do while you're traveling to keep the blood circulating, keep you not so stiff for those long flights. And I was so confused why they chose me out of the 17 trainers we had. But when we started to film, it hit me why. As I was teaching and I was saying, you know, let's do this movement. We're going to do this final twist. We're going to do this knee raise. And the guys who were directing me, they said, wait. This doesn't feel like you. Like, we feel like you're like instructing and teaching. We want you to be you completely. Like, you're talking to your friends.
Okay.
And I was like, talking to my friends. So then I started to be, I had to think of one of my friends. Okay, I was like, okay, let me put this person in front of me. I'm like, all right, so let's get this party started. You know what I mean? It started to be a lot more personable. And I realized they wanted me because I was real and I was authentic and I was relatable. And they didn't want a performance. They wanted somebody to tell me a series of exercises I can do on a plane. They didn't want somebody to perform it. They wanted somebody to simply tell me, and that's what I needed to do. So I think that they chose me to do this just because I was relatable and personable. But it was my producers who approached me with the project, and of course I'm not going to pass it up. It was on every single JetBlue flight across the world.
Wow. Man, kudos to you. And you also did Get Fit with Amazon. I mean, you're like everywhere. I'm honored to be speaking. You know, I'm honored to have you as a key player, man. I'm just super excited. And I want to brag about you all day. So let's talk about Get Fit with Amazon.
Get Fit with Amazon we were the inaugural cast. So it was a shopping channel. Basically, what Amazon has is a shopping channel. And they're able to sell different products on this channel. So they had the idea of bringing fitness instructors in and teaching classes. And instead of us instead of us selling these products, we'll just simply be using them. Wow. So that's basically what Get Fit with Amazon was. It was me using all my favorite products that I would normally use at home. Mm-hmm. And they built a set to make it look a lot like something that I would be working out, like either at home or it reflected like my brand. It was green and black and I had my African drum and everything like that. They just literally wanted me to take all my favorite products and exercise and let them sell themselves, which it did. It sold a lot. Like, some of my favorite products that I used, like, was a vibrator foam roller. We did, like, a foam rolling class. We did a HIIT class with, like, different size dumbbells, so you're able to level up from 5 to 8 pounds. So that's basically what that was. And we saw they were going to actually continue, but it looks like, I mean, since the pandemic, we were only able to do it for 1 month straight.
Right.
But it was one of the best experiences I've ever had, because they allowed me to do whatever I wanted to do.
Man.
I didn't have any rules. So I got a chance to really explore.
You know, I've seen you work out, and it's so intimidating. I'd be like, first you move too fast, and you be stretching and carrying on. And I'd be looking at you like, I'm gonna fall, and this is gonna hurt. but the results are always wonderful. What is that when you get a client and they say, well, this is the weight goal or this is the goal? How do you feel when they reach their goal? And how do you encourage them to maintain and even go further to keep that wellness mentality?
It's so interesting, because the way that I train, I don't do personal training.
Okay.
I do mostly group training through a broadcasting company. So I'm training masses, you know, at
okay.
one time. And with that, this may sound a little selfish, but a lot of my workouts I'm doing for me. Like, I'm like, okay, I need a little cardio this week. So I'm going to knock it up. Okay, I'm speeding it up. Okay, I'm getting a little, so I'm doing this. And I try to structure them for me. And I forget that there's a million people that's doing the same thing I'm doing. So then I get a client that hits me up and like, I've been working out with you for 2 months. And look at my butt. Look at my ass. And I'm like, oh my God, it happened to you too? It happened to you too? It's like, it's weird, because I almost feel like we're celebrating each other.
Right.
Because they're,
oh,
I'm not
wonderful.
Just giving them this workout. I'm not just saying, here, do this. I'm there physically doing it with you. So the growth that you're having and the growth that I'm having, you're having as well. So when someone tells me that they reached a goal, it makes me feel so proud, and I'm able to celebrate with them because I was there too. And I was doing, and I'm doing the same experience that they're doing. So it kind of almost feels like this oneness.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It feels like I won. When they tell me that they won, I'm like, oh, me too. We
right.
win together.
Yeah.
I'm like, we did this.
Obe. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, Obe. Obe stands for Our Body Electric.
Tell me how you got connected with them, and what's this experience been like, especially during COVID?
You know, God worked in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
I got hooked up with Obey. I made a video. I was doing a pop-up in Atlanta, and the people who I was doing a pop-up with, they said, we need a promo video of you. And the promo videos that I had was of me working for a different company that I worked for at the time, and it didn't really reflect me. So I called my creative director and I was like, I need a video. I need a workout video. I just need to be working out with people. I need something cool. My creative director, his mind is so big, and he made a music video. He made a music video with girls working out, and it looked like a workout video, but it had a music video aesthetic.
Mm.
And when I put that promo video up, Obey saw it. And they were just getting ready to launch. They were a startup when they saw this video. They had six trainers that were all girls. And when they saw this video, they reached out and they were like, we are about to launch this thing called Obey. And it is a live broadcasting company. And we want you on board.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, how did you guys find me? They were like, we saw this video that you made. And I thought I was making it for one thing, not to know that I was making it for Obey. And Obey has broadened my audience so much. Like, it's unbelievable. Before, I was teaching 30 people in a class. Now I'm teaching 30,000 people across the world. And I'm not just limited to one room.
Wow.
I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful. So it all came about from a little music video, a little workout video with a music video aesthetic. And it's been history ever since then, and literally history making ever since then.
My goodness, Walter Kemp Jr., you have done so much. I mean, you launched your own fitness company. You did a product for JetBlue, Amazon, now you at Obey. What can we expect? I mean, what's next? Or what's going on? Any other outside interests? What's going on? A clothing line, something, sneaker line? Come on, Walter, what we doing?
Well, you know I got it. You know I got something up my sleeve. Like I say, I consider myself a fitness artist just because everything I do, I want to do it artistically. And not only that, I want to create a lane of music right now.
Okay.
So the entire COVID, what I've been doing is working on music. Mm. I've been working on workout music. My goal is, my dream is for me to get a Grammy for workout music.
I love it.
You have R&B. You have hip-hop,
yes.
And now you're going to have workout.
Yes.
This workout music is going to have an extremely fast BPM. Some of it is going to be social dancing, a lot like the electric slide or the cha-cha slide.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of it is going to be very instructional. Squat down, go left, take your right. So I'm going to do everything musically that I want to bring my fitness to the music. So, like, when I told you I came here for musical theater, I thought that I was going to be on Broadway. It's not for Broadway. It's for me to create these tracks. It's for me to create this music with a fitness, like it's with inspired by movement. So what people can expect is music. Music is coming. Those workout videos for the music video aesthetic is going to become a real music video. So everything was just me teasing and testing the waters. But music is coming up next.
Man, you talk about following your dream and just walking through open doors. You have done it. You have done it. And I mean, I personally know you and I personally know the journey. I just want to say salute to you, because I mean, yeah. You kept it going through all the peaks and valleys, and look at you now. And I'm excited for the next level. Tell people how they can stay in touch with you, or, you know, your website, your social media.
Yes, so, you know, I'm a millennial, so I use my social media as my website. It's all my work. My body of work is there. Everything that I've done is there. Whenever I'm doing a pop-up, I advertise through social media. So right now, you guys can find me at Walter Kemp, the number 2, on Instagram, and that's exactly where you can find me. The website is being worked on, but I'm a person where I like to take baby steps. You can do one thing at a time.
I hear you. Listen, I just got on Instagram not too long ago, so I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah, Walter, and that's a whole task.
Right.
You know, that's a whole situation in its own.
Right. Walter, thank you so much for stopping by at UrbanBuzzMag.com. And as we always say, once a key player, always a key player. So definitely keep us as one of your media partners to let us know what's going on. And we really appreciate you.
And I want to say thank you. Thank you for creating a space for people like me to be seen, because it's all too often that, you know, we don't have people to, and what you're doing is good. Keep going. So thank you for creating this platform.
I really appreciate you, and you're welcome. And we'll talk soon.
Yes. Thank you so much.